Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshechach Mashir. Special welcome to our Torah. Anytime viewers and listeners, Bez Hashem, be joining the Shir. I'd like to thank all of you who participated in the Torah Anytime campaign and helped out my page with the goal that was set for me. And Bez Hashem, we continue to learn Torah together on Torah Anytime. Parshas Mishpatim Tovshin Peihei. We're going to learn a Meshechachma that has, besides for, of course, Divrei Kodesh, Yevra Meir Simcha, I think has a very timely message for today. Today is the Eitz Tzara, Yom Tzara for Klal Yisrael, part of the big Eitz Tzara of the last 500 days since the October 7th massacre and the hostages. And today, four bodies were given back. Hashem Yikoyim Domam, terrible, terrible Tzar that Klal Yisrael is having today. So we're going to learn a Meshechachma, Perek Chav Dalid, Pasuk Gimel. Perek Chav Dalid, at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, as Rashi says, is really out of place. This Parsha was said really on Dalid Sivan, before the Aseres HaDibrois, back in Parshas Yisroi. Perek Yotes, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Rashi says, B'chamishi bono es HaMizbeach. Rashi says, Kol ha'inyin amar b'parashas ve'la mishpatim ve'muktam u'muchar b'tayra. Rashi says that over there you have to take a pause, go learn the end of parashas mishpatim, and then come back to see what happened. So the pasuk says here, Vayavay Moshe, Vayisaper lo'am, eis kol divrei Hashem ve'eis kol ha'mishpatim. Moshe came and he related to the nation, eis kol divrei Hashem ve'eis kol ha'mishpatim. All the words of Hashem, Rashi says, it's referring to the mitzvah of separating from their wives and making the boundaries. Ve'eis kol ha'mishpatim. What are the mishpatim? Rashi says, zayin mitzvahs b'nei noyach, Shabbos, kibud av'eim, paraduma, dinim. All the mitzvahs that they had up till then, that they had from the avos and in Mora. And what happened? Vayan kolam kolechad vayomru kol advarim asher dibra Hashem nasa. Klal Yisrael answered, all the things that you Hashem spoke, we will do. Pasuk Dalet says, vayichtav Moshe eis kol divrei Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. So says Rashi, what did he write? From Breishis till Matan Torah and the mitzvahs of Mara. Vayashkim habayker, he built a mizbeach. Ushtei mesrei matzeva, he built 12 stones as a matzeva. Vayishlach es nar b'nei Yisrael, says the next pasuk, they brought karbonos. Vayikach Moshe chatzi adam, Moshe took half of the blood from the karbon, and he put it in agonos, one to do, throw on the mizbeach, one to spritz on Klal Yisrael. Vayikach sefer habris, pasuk zayin, he took the sefer habris, what sefer habris, says Rashi again, from Bereishis till Matan Torah with the mitzvah shenitztavu b'mara. Exactly what Rashi said in pasuk dalid, that Moshe wrote the Divrei Hashem. Now they said, Nasa v'nishma. Vayikach Moshe es hadam. Moshe took then the second half of the blood that was not thrown on the Mizbeach. Vayizrek al ha'am. Vayomer hinei dam habris. Here is the dam habris. Asher koras Hashem imochem. That Hashem made this bris with you. Al kol ha'devorim ho'ilan. All of these things. That's the psukah. So comes along Rav Meir Simcha in Perek Chav Dalid, Pasuk Gimel, and he says as follows. Da, you should know. Divnei Noyach huzharu al hadinim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, Bnei Noyach have a mitzvah of dinim. They have a mitzvah of laws, monetary laws, social laws. They have a mitzvah of laws. B'shitas Rishonim, and he says, the opinion of the Rishonim is, what are the dinim? So the dinim, and Rav Dom says, Rav Meir Simcha is probably referring to the Ramban in Bereishis Lamed Aleph Yud Gimel, that says included in dinim is geneva, stealing, oina, cheating, oishek, chayotzeboy. What are they? And the Ramban talks about this in his Maimer called Teres Hashem Tamima. And this is referring to things that a person, shedas ha'odom nisen aleihem. These are logical things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made man with a certain yashar. He made us yashar. He made a man with a certain sense of what's right and what's proper and what needs to be done in order for a society to exist. and if everyone's stealing from each other and everyone's cheating on each other and v'chulu v'goymer, so and everyone's lying to each other, Mashiach Chacham Barshas Yisro says even shvuas sheker is considered in dinim. I think he says it's a sichli as tikka mitzvah. It's understood because if everyone's lying, it can't work. Those are the dinim that are included in the mitzvah of the Bnei Noach. Avolachuf v'lirda is alchukei ha-Torah. But to force people to keep the laws of the Torah, u'gedereha, and all of its gedarim, hurak mitzad shekol Yisrael arevim zebozeh. So Meir Simcha says as follows. What is the difference? What is the difference between the dinim of Klal Yisrael and the dinim of Bnei Noach? Bnei Noach also have Geneva, they also have Aina, they have all dinim, monetary laws. When we keep and we have the dinim HaTorah in the monetary laws and all of these logical laws, are they the same as the Bnei Noach? No. Bnei Noach have a mitzvah of laws. But the mitzvah that when we have, Klal Yisrael has in Torah, is not just every man stands for his own, and society needs the laws in order for it to sustain itself and to exist properly. We need laws, we need a rule of law. That's not Torah. Aval, Torah is we have the ability to force people to keep the Torah. We have the ability, lirdais ba'am, and that is, to rule over people. The reason for this is because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh. We all have a responsibility to make sure that every one of us and every other person keeps the Torah. Vim Yavar Echot. Now, what's this Arevus? What's this responsibility? It's not just a responsibility. The responsibility comes from the fact that if one person is over on any of the Torah, who mazik l'chaveru ilaklau kulay. Kol Yisrael Arevim is not just we're responsible for each other. And I have a responsibility to make sure you keep the Torah. If you don't keep the Torah, not only are you hurting yourself, you're hurting me. You're hurting Gans Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael is an entity. It's a unit. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelozeh means, and this I heard from Brevda so many times, the Talmud Devarim says, the Yisoid is Ichud HaNeshamas, that we are all connected, we're all one unit, we're all one entity. And therefore, we learned the Meshech Chachma about this in Parashat Zayis HaBracha. We learned about this in Negiat HaMoshe Rabbeinu, the difference before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, he was able to kill the Mitzri. After Matan Torah, you can't just do what you want. It's not the Wild West, because whatever you do affects Gans Klal Yisrael. That comes from Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. Vim Yavar Echad Hu Mazik L'Chaveir L'Klal Kulay. And if a person is over, he's Mazik everybody. And that's why Bezdin has the ability, and not only in monetary laws, in any law. Person doesn't want to do a mitzvah asay, you force him until he does the mitzvah asay. Person's over on a lav, you go and you punish him. Why? What's so important? Where do we get such a right? Because the v'loizeh, if not for the fact of that we're all united as one, and therefore everybody affects someone else, ein ze meharoi sheyisarif acher b'mash yesh l'adam im kainai. It wouldn't be proper for a person to mix into someone else's business between him and his creator. You hear people say this. This is between me and the Rabbanu Shalom. Don't mix in. It's not your business. It's not true. It's not true. I'm not saying you should mix in, because obviously everything has its gather, and a person has to know where it's coming from and how it should be done. But the saying per se, it's between me and God, it's between me and the Rabbanu Shalom, or it's between Yanim and the Rabbanu Shalom, in itself is not necessarily correct. Now, it doesn't mean in Hanhaga a person should automatically go mix himself into other people's businesses. And sometimes we have to say that. That there's nothing we could do. It's between him and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But really, there's more to it. Because Bezdin has the right to intervene. Why does Bezdin have the right to intervene? Because when a person does something wrong, it's takamazik ans Klal Yisrael. And if it's mazik ans klai yisrael, it's mazik chaveroi. Because it's one entity, it's not one person for every person for himself. B'loi zeh, if not for klai yisrael arevim b'loi zeh, why are they being mixing in b'mei yesheish l'adam im kainai? The Teretz says, no, Bezdin has that right because klai yisrael arevim b'loi zeh, and it's mazik l'chaveroi l'klau kulai. That is the difference between klai yisrael and the dinim of b'nei noyach. L'chein mikoydim. So here Rameir Simcha says, Omar kolad dvorim asher dibar Hashem nase. The first thing that Klal Yisrael did, they came, and Moshe Rabbeinu told them, divrei Hashem, ve'eis kol ha-mishbotim. One second, he told them two things. Divrei Hashem and the mishbotim. Vayan kol ha-omar yomir kol ha-dvorim asher dibar Hashem nase. What do you mean dvorim? What happened to the mishbotim? Why only Divrei Hashem? Zokter Meir Simcha, v'lo kiblu adayin ha-mishpatim. They were not mekabel yet the mishpatim. The mishpatim, what does the mishpatim mean? They're referring to, as we'll see, this is the achrayis. To be involved in other people's business for Bezdin to force people to keep the Torah. And in fact, Rav Dov makes a very geshmak atushtel here. Shoiftim v'shoitrin titan l'chol b'chol sharecha. Zok the Rashbam on that pasuk. What are the shaitrim? The shaitrim are the policemen. Hashoiftim mitzavim l'shaitrim. The judges command the shaitrim. Lirdais to go and force hamisarvim bidivrei hamishpatim. Those who don't want to keep the mishpatim and keep the laws. So mishpatim represents forcing people. And being achrai for people, and being a raven for other people, to make sure they keep the Torah. That, Klal Yisrael was not mekabel yet here in Pasuk Gimel. Moshe Rabbeinu brought two things to them. Divrei Hashem, ves ha-mishpatim. Zokter Meir Simcha, no. Kol ha-dvarim asher divrei Hashem nase. The dvarim, that were mekabel. But the mishpatim, now he's learning different than Rashi. Dvarim means the mitzvahs. But the mishpatim, meaning to say that we're achrai to other people, what do you mean? Each man for himself. But then, after the pasuk says, "Avol ki zorak hadam al ha'om lahachnisam bivris," but in pasuk, ches, where Moshe Rabbeinu threw the dam on Klal Yisrael, and he said, "Hine dam habris," he's putting thou into a bris. What's this bris? Uchumayda amru b'mechilta Yisrael. The mechilta Yisrael. This, interesting, there's no real mechilta than the parashas Mishpatim, because the mechilta on these psukim is actually in Yisrael, in its proper place, in the chronological order, like we said before, that this parasha really belongs there, according to Rashi. Ramban argues, others argue. By the way, it's kedai, if you have time, to look at the Hamek Dabar over here on Sefer HaBris. Dvorim niflaim ad ma'oid. We do not have the time to do it today. But what does the Mechilta say over there? The Mechilta says, on this Pasuk, Vayikach Sefer HaBris, it's Mechilta in Yisrael, in Parsha Beis, or Parsha Gimel, I'm sorry, Ois Yud, Vayikach Sefer HaBris, Vayikra Ba'oznei Ha'am. So the Mechilta says, what exactly did he read to them? So it's a Machlaikis, in the Mechilta there. And then it says, "B'soif ha'inyan mahu oimer." What does it say at the end? "Eile ha'chukim va'mishpatim va'tayres." These are the chukim and the mishpatim and the tayres. Amru, mikablim anu aleinu. We are mikabel the chukim, the mishpatim, and the tayres on ourselves. Kevin shero shekiblu aleim. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw Klai Yisrael's mekabel notal hadam v'zorak aloam, he took the dam and he threw it on them. Shenemar v'yikach Moshe's hadam v'yizorak aloam. Omar lohem, he told them, hare atem kshurim, you are tied, anuvim, you're also intertwined with each other, tfusim, Machar boyu v'kablu aleichem ha-mitzvahs kulam. Tomorrow we're going to be kabel all the mitzvahs. Few l'shoynis over here. Now in Pashup Shat, in the Mechilta, I saw the Merkevis HaMishnah says very Nice. Kshurim anuvim. Kshurim usually means tied. Anuvim is like a bow. A bow is not such a strong tie. So we know, there's Maida Rabbalai Raisa. Klai Yisrael always could claim they were forced into the Torah, and that's why if we don't keep the Torah, you can't punish us. In times of Achashverosh, Kimu v'Kiblu. So he says, that's why it says, Atem Kshurim v'anuvim, it's a Kesher She'eno Shel Kayama, since Mikan Maida Rabbalai Raisa, Hare Atem Tfusim. Tfusim means that you're forced into it, you're captured. Kaf Aleim Har Kikigis. Very cute the way the Merkabas HaMishnah says it. I see he brings the Meha Chesed, I don't know who that is. He says the Rosh Tevis of Kshurim Anuvim Tfusim is Teka. It's a remez that the Kol HaShofer was Chaylik V'Chazek. It was strong with these three things, Kshurim Anuvim and Tfusim. He seems to be learns there are all different ways of being intertwined with each other, with Klai Yisrael, with each other. And this is seems to be both those Mefarshim are referring to that we're connected to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But Rameir Simcha says, no. You know what this means? This means that we're intertwined with each other. V'zeh Sefer HaBris. This is the Sefer HaBris. Who made the Sefer HaBris? Who was the Bris? Shekarsu Kol Yisrael Yachad. The Bris is we made with each other. The Sefer HaBris is what we made with each other. That we are now Arevim Zelozeh. That we're one unit, we're one entity, we're an entity called Klal Yisrael. That's the Sefer HaBris. That's Kshurim, Anuvim, Tfusim with each other. We're Kosher to each other. We're Anuv with each other. We're Tufus with each other. That is the Bris that Klal Yisrael did here. Lochein Omar. So that's why in Pasuk Dezayin it says, Vayikach Sefer HaBris. He took the Sefer HaBris. What's the Sefer HaBris? The Sefer HaBris is that we're now intertwined with each other. L'chein Amru. And then the Pasuk says, V'yomer, Koil asher diber Hashem naseh v'nishma. Not like in Pasuk. Gimel says, Kol ha-devarim asher diber Hashem. Devarim excluding the Mishpatim. We weren't ready yet for the Mishpatim because we weren't one unit yet. We didn't make that Sefer HaBris, but once we made the Sefer HaBris, and we came to all to one unit called Klal Yisrael, now, Koil Asher Dibar Hashem, meaning what's the Koil? Both the Dvarim, the Divrei Hashem, Beis Kol HaMishpatim, Mishpatim was that we are going to be responsible for each other, and we're going to have the Beis Din take care of each other, we're going to force each other to do the mitzvahs, and it's going to be Teichacha. Why? It is our business. It is our business. Because every person is affected by what the other person does. L'chein amru kol asher diber bein ha-dvarim bein ha-mishpatim nasa, we're going to do them all. She'oiver mitzvahs Hashem. Let's listen to Meir Simcha. Because if a person is oiver a mitzvahs Hashem, who geder bein adam l'chaveri she'mazik la'aklal. It's no longer be just a Bein Adam Lamakam. And that's what he said before. What's it my business to mix into someone's Bein Adam Lamakam? So to him and the Rabbeinu Shom. Dr. Meir Simcha, no. Now every Bein Adam Lamakam is a Bein Adam Lachaveray. Because it's Mazik, the Gansa Klal. Every Bein Adam Lamakam is... They say the opposite. Every Bein Adam Lachaveray is also Bein Adam Lamakam. You steal from your friend, you also have an Isser. So there's a Meshech Chachma somewhere else about that. By Reuven, by doing tshuva, if I remember correctly, Nitzavim, by Yelech, by those parishes of tshuva over there, if a person is mazik l'chaveroi, so first he has to make up an adam l'chaveroi, then he has to go to the Rabbeinu Shalom and say, okay, I was also Ivan l'signoiv, and I have to do tshuva. Here he's saying the other way around, every bein adam l'amokoim is really mazik gans klal Yisrael. A melech, a bein adam l'chaveroi dekadin. It's mishpatim. Mishpatim is like dinim. We need it for society to exist. We need God's Klal Yisrael to keep the Torah. And Klal Yisrael was mekabel this. Vayikach Sefer HaBris, therefore Kol Asher Dibar Hashem, Naaseh V'Nishma, Vayikach Moshe Sadom, Vayizyak Al Ha'om, Vayomer, Hinei Dam HaBris. This is the Dam HaBris, Al Kol HaDvarim Ha'ila, and everything. What are you, as the Medrash says, with this Dam HaBris, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're Kshurim, Anuvim, Tfusim, now you're one entity. Mocher Boyu V'Kiblu Aleichem HaMitzvos Kulam, tomorrow we're going to Har Sinai. We're going to get the Torah because it's Ki'ish Echad, B'Lev Echad. This is Klal Yisrael as one entity. That's why Kol Yisrael are Ravim Zelazeh, because everything that happens has an effect on everyone else. Klal Yisrael is Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. That's how we were Mekabel the Torah. There's a famous Vart from Rav Huttner, and this is what's going to be Negat in Yana de Yayma. I heard this Vart from Rabbi Leif years ago, 40 years ago, Be'erech. But recently I heard Rabbi Leif Geldworth, Rosh Yeshivat Teretz Tmima, spoke in the Boca Raton Kailo when I was there a few weeks ago. And he said over this Vart from Rav Huttner, and he said a little Knech of Aisafa. It says in Parshas B'Shalach, that week was Parshas B'Shalach, Paroi Hikriv. Paroi Hikriv, says Rashi. Why does it say Loshen Yochid? Belev Echad Kish Echad, with one heart like one man. In Parshas Yisroi, when Klai So came to Kabbalah Satira, says Rashi, Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad. Like one man with one heart. V'yichan Sham Yisrael Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad. So Rav Huttner was medayik that Rashi switched, or Chazal probably switched. Why by Paro say Lev Echad Ki Ish Echad, and by Klai says Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad? So he said as follows. Sometimes you have people who really are very different. Different nations, different people. What unites them is a common goal. They have a Lev Echad. There's one goal that we have. That Lev Echad unites us, that because of that we're Ki Ish Echad, we come as one unit. But we're not really an Ish Echad. He gave an example. He said, I think he said his father was in Shanghai with the Meir Yeshiva. So he said that he wasn't sure if the story happened in Shanghai or in Kobe, but they needed to get some stamps from the Japanese or something to let them through. And the Amshin of a Rebbe was there, and the Amshin of a Rebbe went into this Japanese official to get it all stamped. And it wasn't so posh, because the Japanese were allies with the Germans. There's the Axis. So Madnizach, why should they let the Jews go? That was their team. So he came in there, and the Japanese guy asked him a question, the Amshin of a Rebbe, and he said, like, you have millions of people. He meant the Germans. Like they hate you. They try and exterminate you. Like, what's the pshat? And the Amshin of a Rebbe gave an answer, and the Amshin of a Rebbe said later on, he says he has no idea why he answered this. Mamish Ruach Kodshei, the Rebbe Nishon, put it in his mouth. And he answered him, and he said, because, do you want to know why they hate us so much? Because they say we look like Asians. We look like Asians. Why? We're not blonde hair, blue-eyed, right? Not Aryan. Look like Asians. When he said that, the Japanese official got this look on his face of anger. And he stamped all of the things, let them through. Why? Because the Japanese and the Germans, for whatever reason, had a common goal, Belev Echad. They weren't really Ish Echad. If you're now going to go insult me, you're going to say, I hate the Jews because they look like Asians? And Japanese also, they all look alike? You're consulting me? No, we're not united anymore. Because we're only united because we're a Lev Echad. But the minute that falls apart and I don't like what you're doing, and the minute you start up with my ish, you start up with who I am, that's it, we're done. But Klal Yisrael is not like that. We're first an Ish Echad. We're united as one. And Ish Echad has a Lev Echad. Ish Echad has a Lev Echad. A man has one heart. Klal Yisrael's Ki Ish Echad. Since we're Ki Ish Echad, the Mele we have a Lev Echad. Mele we have common goals. The Mele we have a common heart. Where we feel simcha for each other, we'll feel pain for each other. Why do we have that Lev Echad? It starts because we're Ish Echad, because we're all connected. We're one entity, we're one unit. Atem Kriyim Adam, the famous shtickle from Meir Shapiro, by the Dreyfus Affair. Atem Kriyim Adam, Mamisha, I was a little behind in learning. In a certain limud. And this morning, before I came to say this year, I was learning Gemara on Krisus. This Gemara was right there on the place that I was behind. Baruch Hashem. Atem Kriyim Adam, Ein Akum Kriyim Adam. What did Meir Shapiro say? Because we are one entity called an Adam. Goyim are random people. They're not connected. But when Jews are Bitzara in Russia, Jews all over the world are Bitzara. When Yidden are Bitzara in Gaza, everyone is affected. It's a tzara for Gans Kla Yisrael. Everyone is feeling the pain. Where does such a thing come from? It comes from because we're ki'ish echad b'leiv echad. We start off as an ish echad. That's who we are. Memeil, our lev is in pain. Because there's a pain in Kla Yisrael, there's a pain for everybody. This is who we are. This happened. Right here with the Sefer HaBris. This is Kla Yisrael, Akshurim, Anuvim, and Tfusim. We're so intertwined. We're one unit. We're Arevim Zelazel. We're so connected. Be'ichud HaNishamas. And that's why we're in such pain. That's why we're in such pain today. Because this is a blow to the unit of Kla Yisrael. The unit of Kla Yisrael has been davening and continues to daven. Acheinu Kabeis Yisrael, saying Tehillim. For those who were killed and those who are hostages, v'chulu v'goymer, for the ganze eisara that there is, for the ganze eisara that there is, to remember we're one entity, we're one unit called Kla Yisrael. And every tefillah that we daven, it affects and brings kedusha and it brings a Yeshua to Gantz Kla Yisrael, to those who are still in being held hostage. And yes, what did we say this morning? Habet mishamay mirei, ki hayinu lag vokeles pagoyim. The machozik of us, nechshavnu kitzayin latevach yuvol. We're like tzayin being led to be slaughtered. Laharoyig ulabeid ulamakul lecherpo. I'll tell you this morning, as I said that in Tachanun, something came to me, probably because I'm thinking about Megillas Esther. Laharoyig ulabeid. What did Haman say? Lahashmid laharoyig ulabeid. Lahashmid is not there in that tefillah. Laharig ulaabed, to kill. Laabed, the gra in Megillas Esther says, laabed means to be ma'abed, the guf. After they kill them, they want to be ma'abed and destroy the guf. But then we say, lamaka, to hit, lecherp, and to be shamed. So it bothered me. Lechera, when you take a hostage, the first thing is, either you hit him, and then you shame him, or you shame him first, and then you hit him, then you kill him, and then you're ma'abed. What's going on over here? We have l'harayig u'l'abed u'l'mak u'l'cherpa seems backwards. And what happened l'hashmid? So on the second kasha, or on the first kasha, I'm sorry, I said to myself, we're seeing that achzarius. We're seeing that achzarius. L'harayig, they want to kill. U'l'abed, and who knows what they did to the bodies. Because they just want to destroy. And even after all that, you'll say, okay, but what's left? No, we're going to still throw makas at you. We're going to still throw kharpa at you even after they're dead. That's the achzarius. The achzarius, even after Lahara Galabe, they still continue with the makka on the bodies, and the makka to the families, and the kharpa to the families, and the kharpa to Kla Yisrael. That's the achzarius of how bad it is. So, but where's the lahashmid, I said? So what does the Goyin say? Lahashmid, the Goyin in the Megillah says, Lahashmid is the mitzvah, it's Neged HaNeshama. They want to be oikir, the mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. Then Laharig is the kill, and Lahabed is the guf. We don't say Lahashmid. You know why we don't say Lahashmid? Because in that tefillah we say, Katzoyin LaTevach Yuvol, Laharig LaHabed, Ulamaka LaCherpa, Uvichol Zayshim Choloi Shachachnu. Hashmid is not going to happen. We're still going to keep the mitzvahs, Rabbi Nishan. We're still going to daven to you. We're still going to connect to you. Even with all these tzaris, we don't understand the cheshbainus of the Rabbi Nishan, but there is a cheshbain. The Rabbi Nishan has that. In this week's parsha, Visachas Raglov, it says that they saw the Ribbono Shel Olam and what was under his feet. K'maisei Livnas HaSapir. There was a brick there. Rashi tells us what brick. This was the brick that was there since the Shibud. Saras and Shal Yisrael who were Meshubadim. There was a baby, the Medrash says, in that brick. One of the babies that Nebuch, a lady, miscarried during the Shibud, fell into the cement and became part of the brick. The Malach Gavriel, I think it was the target, the Targum son of Ben Uziel, brings it from the Medrash. The Malach took it and brought it to the Rabbi Nishalom, and that was sitting in front of the Rabbi Nishalom. But then it was shining. It was shining, Misha Nigalu. After they were nigal, there was an ur and a chedva, but the brick was still there because that brick, those tzaris, is what brought the geula. We don't understand it. We don't understand the Rabbeinu Shem's cheshbainus. But the Rebbeinu Shalom is Ima Anoichi B'tzara. He has a brick with that tzara sitting in front of him. And we say to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Mifashteinish, we don't understand. But V'chol Zayshim Chaloi Shachachnu. Please, Rebbeinu Shalom, No Al Tishkachenu. B'suras Taivis and Kol Tov.